online journalism. Will you have a presentation?
No.
All right. Because Paul Bradshaw, who will be teaching and leading the online journalism, and he'll be here in a moment, would like today to take you all to a social media cafe, which is taking place in the city centre, along with the social media students. So the plan is that pretty soon you're going to leave and go down into Birmingham, catch the train, and go down to the cafe and meet some other people from Birmingham who are involved in social media and the kind of work that you're going to be studying. So immediately begin your networking. So we're not going to have a lot of time to talk to you about the course, except, I think, to make clear to you what modules you'll be doing this year. And now you've all got a timetable so that you'll understand exactly what you'll be doing on a weekly basis. I've already spoken, I think, the two freelance journalism students are clear about what they're doing. Paul will talk to you in detail about those of you who are doing online journalism. Now, the international journalism students, you'll be doing online journalism with Paul Bradshaw, which is on Friday morning, I think. And then you'll be doing your other module with IO.
Yeah, the theoretical module in globalization and communication, which will be taking place on Tuesday mornings. As per the timetable that we have just given to you, okay, which is actually in this room, B324, on Tuesday morning, right?
Now I know it's Tuesday morning, is it?
Yep.
So. Now, the other element of the course for all of you is PDP, which was mentioned by IO yesterday, which is Professional Development Planning. Now, Annette leads that part of the course, but it involves all of you, and it involves all of the staff as well. And effectively, what Professional Development Planning is it's about you planning your studies with the support of the staff, which will mean that you're entitled to individual tutorials throughout the semester and next semester. And I think, is it three tutorials per semester? And that's kind of a core part of the course, because as IO explained yesterday, it's very much about this course being independent study, so you have some contact time, but you will find, as is happening today, that there's a lot of extracurricular activities and independent study to undertake. And it's about planning that and making sure that the kind of study that you're doing is working for you and is taking you in the direction that you want to go. So, Paul, do you
want to
talk about what's going to happen today?
Right, okay. I'm going to whisk you off to the Birmingham Social Media Cafe, which is a monthly event. It takes place on the last Friday of every month at Coffee Lounge in Birmingham. Some of you have already been there. And it's basically an excuse for people from the media industry and the kind of social media scene, so bloggers, people on Twitter and so on, to get together and just network. So it's a great way for you to meet people in the media industry and also people who may be potential collaborators with your projects, whatever they may be. Sorry, I just run up my stairs. I'll maybe breathe out. And that's really, I want to get you into that as soon as possible, because I want you to be out of this building as much as possible, and as journalists, whether you're doing international journalism or freelance journalism, I think you should be spending as much time meeting people, human beings, as possible. So,
Now, one of the things that's just emerged is Paul is going to be here next week, and so next Friday. So he's arranged an event.
Oh, yes.
Which is Tuesday morning.
Yes.
Which unfortunately clashes with, for international journalists,
right,
their other class,
right,
that they have. So perhaps you could perhaps just have a discussion with them at some point during the day about how we can sort that out.
Yes, okay, yes.
Well, there's a slight flexibility that we could bring in there, in the sense that, I mean, so far, as indicated in the big lecture theater, right, that we are long, the other program that we should be sharing the globalization and communication module with international journalism students don't appear to have any of the students enrolled yet. As such, I think we could actually have a sort of temporary arrangement in which you can attend Paul's event on Tuesday morning, right? And we could start the class on, you know, globalization and communication the following week. I can't do it on the Friday because I have another class on Friday mornings, but there should be no problem at all in starting that program the following week, so you can attend the program that with the event that Paul is putting on. Yeah? Are you happy with that?
Sorry, I have a question about what group of the MA Enterprise class do we belong to, please?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure, actually. Until everybody enrolled yesterday, we weren't precisely aware of what the numbers were. So
I think Annette's trying to work that out herself. I think that what we'll do is she'll put information on Moodle. You'll have access to Moodle now, right, the university network. She'll put information on Moodle regarding that, so I just suggest you to monitor the Moodle site regularly to get an update on that one.
I was actually trying to be helpful because I thought you were in MN Enterprise on Tuesday afternoon, but I see it's been shuffled around since then. So I've just noticed that clashes with that if you're in Group A, and if you're in Group B, it doesn't help you either. So it still means you have to be in on 2 days. But anyway.
So what I'll also ask Annette to do is to make that information available at the school office. So if you can't access it on Moodle for any reason, just go to the school office when you next come in and ask which group you're in. And it'll either be up on the notice board there, or the staff will know which group you're in. Okay. I know that because Paul's whisking you off, we've rushed this slightly. And you'll probably, over the next few days, yeah, real trouble there, have lots of questions you want to ask. And I just want to say that we will, we'll all be around. Please do feel free to come and ask us. And what we'll try and do fairly quickly is allocate you tutors for your PDP, so you can then come along and we can sit down with you individually and address any issues that may arise.
Okay, I think the other point I wanted to make, stress, the follow-up on what Paul was saying, the other point, saying to you in the lecture earlier on, and Sue, as the program director for RPA, is can correct me here if my assumption is wrong, but where some of you, we actually think that the program that you're on, particularly given what Professor Wall was saying to you yesterday about MA-ness, we do think that the curriculum that you're going to be going through are quite substantial, especially when you consider the element of it which you have to do as independent study. There should be challenges, just be challenges. Be that as it may, if there's any one of you that actually thinks, oh, I've got a lot of free time on my hand, and I fancy a lot more, have a look at the range of programs that we offer on our PA. And as Paul was saying earlier on, If it's something you fancy that you want to have a go, you will be assessed in it. But you know, if you want to take an interest in just sitting in the classes, in order to get some understanding of what's going on in there, have a chat to us, and we'll arrange to see that is possible. I mean, maybe in a few cases, it may be that resource issues might, you know, make it limited. But in the first instance, don't be constrained at all in coming to approach myself or, you know, Sue or any one of us to say, I've actually seen that you're offering this program on the BA, can I sit in on the
classes? And the same goes really for some of the other MA classes. Certainly one of my freelance journalism students last year had a real interest in photography and went along to some of the freelance photography classes. And obviously that's likely to be relevant to lots of journalism students.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was a student, last year as well on the enterprise course, where normally they would do a production project for their MA. But she wanted to know what was happening in the research, if you were to take a research route. So she sat in on, you know, the research methods class that I taught, and she actually found it quite interesting. So, you know, like Sue was saying, just the same goes for the MA suite of programs you're on as well. If you see that you might be interested in some other area that is not necessarily part of your, you know, program package, just talk to the, you know, course tutor, and, you know, it should be possible for you to sit in on the class and gain some experience on what's going on there. Okay.
Okay.
Right, so primarily, I think what we set out to do really today is to, you know, give you an idea of, you know, what actually constitutes your program package, and you know, timetable days when it's going to be run. And actually, I think you know you've got a better deal from Paul taking you out to the, you know, social cafe to actually go out there and start, you know, networking with people. Now the last bit here really now is up to you. Are there any questions?
So I still don't feel I know what I'm meant to be doing or where or what classes we're going to. I mean, there's like the Friday thing here that for online journalism.
What's your program?
MA Online Journalism.
Right.
Yeah, so, but also, this might be because I got into the induction late yesterday, so I possibly missed something that was quite relevant early on. But
as we go on to the online journalism,
yeah.
For the first semester,
yeah.
Your two modules are the theoretical module in globalization and communication,
right.
Which happens on Tuesday mornings,
right.
And online journalism,
okay.
Which happens on Friday mornings, right?
Great.
And as we said earlier on, Paul is organizing an event in lieu of, you know, the class online journalism on Friday, you know, to take place on Tuesday morning,
right?
Right.
But now that class.
And I've also said that because. So far, only the international journalism students are here, and we've actually not had any, you know, students of the global, media production who would be sharing that module with you. And I've said, therefore, it should be possible for all of you to go with Paul on Tuesday morning, and classes for globalization and communication will commence the following week, not next week.
Right.
Just to clarify, sorry, you're not doing the global.
You're online journalism.
Yeah.
Oh, online. No, sorry, yeah. I beg your pardon. I thought you said international journalism.
No.
I
think online journalism.
Yeah.
And creative media enterprise.
Oh. Great. So I'll have a bit of a Tuesday morning or Thursday morning for media enterprise.
So you'll be in one of the two creative media enterprise classes,
yeah. Right, okay.
And you'll be in online journalism on Friday morning.
So we'll be sort of like in class, so to speak, on either Tuesday and Friday or Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Right, okay, cool.
And depending on the week, if we're doing stuff that's out of class, and if it's going to make it better for you to do it and vice for everyone actually,
we may do things on a different day, on a Thursday afternoon, for example. So you just have to be here for one day.
Okay.
But I'll talk to you about that the week after next when we have our first Friday morning session.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody else wanting clarification about what they're doing when they have to be here?
If you have any more questions, ask Paul while we're on the train.
I think it's going to be a buzz, actually. You'll need exact change. If you're not familiar with the Birmingham bus system, you'll need exact change, which is either £1.70 for a one-way ticket or £3.50 for a day saver, which will allow you to travel on the buses all day.
Just to clarify, a buzz in English language is a bus. Just in case.
In Bolton, where I'm from, it's a buzz. One other thing, while I remember to mention it and while you're all here, as has already been explained, there's no formal online journalism class next Friday. There is an opportunity to meet Chris Unit on Tuesday morning, and I'll explain why. What I want you to do, what you will have to do for your project in the online journalism module is run a news website, either on your own or in a group, it doesn't matter. But the key thing and the first thing that I want you to be doing, and excuses to the MA online journalism students who've already heard this on Monday, that needs to be based on a community of interest or a community of location, or even a community of cause, something that has a shared kind of objective. So what I'm asking you to do between now and a week on Friday, so in other words, for the next 2 weeks, is find a community that needs a website or needs some sort of web service or presence, okay? So someone described it really well on a blog post the other day. If you can find a community that is kind of doesn't have an ability to communicate with each other online, then that's an ideal candidate. One student last year did a blog for the Chinese community. Another couple of students did a hyperlocal blog focused on the financial quarter in Birmingham. And I know a couple of people are already talking to people in Gravelly Hill. Those are all locations. Well, the Chinese community is more a cultural thing. It might be a music community, it might be people who want something demolished or whatever. But that's what I want you to be thinking about. And that's why I've got you meeting Chris Unis on Tuesday morning, because Chris is in contact with a lot of these groups. So he's a great person to talk to, and that's why I'm taking you today as well. Okay, does that make sense? Yeah, and you should be making contact with that community and becoming part of that community as soon as possible, ideally in the next 2 weeks. Okay?
Cool.
Right? Should we see if the class is ready to go as well?